11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, which begins, as Ben Brust pointed out, at 11:12 a.m.
I think that was a compliment.
I don't think so. Look, they do a much better job of staying on the clock on their show. There's no two ways about
what
it.
What world are you living in?
The one that I'm on
at, I'm supposed to go on at 2:30, and I'm never on before 2:38, ever. So that's 8 minutes. And granted, that's better than us, but that's like saying you're the skinniest guy on the Titanic. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
What?
I've never heard that say before.
That's a new one.
A lot of heavy set.
What did my friend?
Was the Titanic over its weight?
No wonder it sunk.
I actually don't know. Oh, it's the old throwing a lawn chair off the Titanic is what I meant to do.
That's not it either.
What is
it's rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
You knew what I meant.
You're looking for
it. Basically,
I knew what you meant by the skinniest guy on the Titanic.
I don't know.
By the way, what did Mike Francesca think of the Titanic movie?
I don't know. I haven't asked.
We'll have to check.
Herb Street loved it.
I haven't figured out the world we live in that Herb Street is some pariah. That's the part I haven't figured out. But I'm sure I'll
never said he was a pariah. I'm just not a big fan.
No,
I'm assuming you won't watch any games that Herb Street's calling now.
I thought you guys were reconnecting in your last segment.
No.
You guys agreed that Jesse was rude.
Yeah, Hunter and I'll be fine.
Kumbaya.
I enjoy having a little give and take.
All right, well, I know Jesse wants to get to Power Rankings Tuesday.
Oh, I do.
Did you see Evco? And I know you watch Good Morning America, so you don't.
I didn't watch anything this morning.
Did you
TV
listen to Evco on the way
down? We had Evco on for a little bit. Yeah.
Courtney Cronin
subbing in today.
He had a really interesting list. They're doing this thing on ESPN National Radio now where they have their hosts do lists, top five lists.
Wow, what a concept.
And the the thought process was –
that was pretty
good. I don't know. Can you pull this up, Jesse or Hunter? It was the faces of the NFL. And Evan kind of had it where it's you have to be transformative. People have to know it's going to one name. It was in essence saying who are the five people that are most associated with the NFL? And you could correct me if I'm wrong off of Evan's list.
Right.
But
Mahomes.
His list was really interesting because – it wasn't standardized chalk, and I like that about his list.
Okay.
So, Jesse, do you have that up?
No.
Okay.
You heard it. Can you give us a place to start?
Yes. He had Rodgers
Thanks.
Fifth as the as kind of on that list.
And he hates Rodgers.
He does.
I have it.
Okay. Can you go over it quickly?
Top five faces of the league, according
can you
to...
you go over this topic that I came up with and do it quickly, if you don't mind?
Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike.
Yes, it was really good. And I thought Evan was on today, but since he's not, we'll...
Well, here's the thing. He was, but he went to go host First Take.
I know.
So that's why he was unavailable for us today.
But he's scheduled to appear on Thursday.
He'll be on.
So we can circle back with this then.
Yep.
Yes.
But for now...
we're doing it now.
Since you've done the looking up of this at Tausch's
I just remember it was super interesting, and I really was fascinated by his number two and number one.
Before you do this,
can you list why and how
you
listed
this? Yeah. Put them in order. Change the numbers. Do you remember all five players that were on his list?
They're not all players. So, yes.
All the individuals.
I know all five.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Jesse?
Number five.
Explain what his criteria is, though.
I didn't hear it.
That's the part that I'm most interested in.
Top five faces of the league is the name of the list.
What were his criteria?
Was transforming the game, like from a, you know, whether it was a business standpoint or you're a one-name guy, your play on the field, you combine everything, intrigue level.
Okay.
There's a combination of everything.
Number five, Aaron Rodgers.
Isn't it amazing that I don't think you could argue that he's still a top five guy, even though the last couple of years have went the way they have?
I don't know about that. You disagree.
Okay. Continue.
I think he's become so polarizing that I would not put him on. I don't know who I'd replace him with, but I don't think I would put him on the list.
Okay.
Number four, Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm.
I'd put him on the list for sure.
Number three, Patrick Mahomes.
I'd put him on the list for sure. I'm waiting for these out-of-the-box ones.
Yes.
Well, now you might be thinking to yourself, well, Patrick Mahomes is by far the most popular player right now in the National Football League. Who could possibly be in front of him?
I don't agree with that. He's the most. I think Kelsey's more popular.
Number two.
Does he have a podcast?
Roger Goodell.
Interesting.
Number two.
I thought that was very interesting.
Why did you think it was interesting?
Because I wouldn't think Roger Goodell. But then I'm starting to think, and this is one of the other criteria, would Jimmy Kimmel have him on the show? Would anyone love to have them on the show? And non-sports, pop culture-y, like the NFL is so gargantuan that every 60 minutes, it doesn't matter, all of these shows would chomp. If you got an opportunity, you're taking it with Roger Goodell. That's part of the intrigue of this. The business side,
he's
how he's
grown.
He's
the commissioner of the league.
Yeah, he's a big part of the league.
He's the face of the NFL during the draft when he announces picks. You think this is out? I'm sorry. In all seriousness, you think this is an out-of-the-box pick?
I do.
I don't. I agree. He's. I agree with Evan's list again, but it's not as unchalky as I was expecting.
Okay.
And he guesses for number one, ahead of Roger Goodell.
I'm going to assume that this is the one that is going to surprise me. Otherwise, we wouldn't have done this as such a vital topic.
Okay, who is it?
I have no idea.
Mark
I'm waiting
Murphy.
To be surprised.
It's Mark Murphy.
It is not Mark Murphy.
It's the Mark Murphy of owners.
Is it someone who is in the announcer realm?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Then I have no idea.
Jerry Jones, number one.
Now that I'm intrigued by, that he put him there. I don't think everyone thinks of him before they think of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I think people think of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick before Jerry Jones.
See, and I
no way,
the reason
Belichick.
I asked if he was in the media space or mm-hmm. the because I thought it was going to be Tom Brady. I thought he was going to say he is still, and of course it's Evan who loves Tom Brady mm-hmm. and Bill Belichick, but I thought it was going to be, look, this guy is not only still the GOAT, but there aren't enough compelling characters that Tom Brady, because he does the biggest game on Fox every mm-hmm. week, is still the guy. And I would have agreed with him.
Yeah.
That's who I honestly thought that was going to be the creative answer there. That Jerry Jones lets me down.
Really?
I could see him being on the list.
Yeah, I think he's like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I don't think Mahomes should be on the list.
Disagree.
Obviously, he's a great player. What has he done memorable besides win championships?
If you don't mind, you realize how that sounds.
I do. No, I do realize.
He's been
it.
In every
what,
big
what has
game
he really done
for 7 years
besides win championships?
Hold up a second. This is the part where and it's on me. I shouldn't have asked Jesse to clarify the criteria. Obviously, if it was just players, he'd be number one. That's not what the criteria was. I don't remember exactly the criteria.
Yeah,
so I'll wait till Evan gets on. But actually, Evan said he was going to put Brady 3 and not have Mahomes on the list. And I actually agreed with him. Mahomes is a great player, but entertainment-wise and pop culture-wise, is he in the same boat as Brady or Rodgers? He's not.
We love American Family Insurance, so I'm not going to discuss anything Patrick Mahomes does in the advertising space other than to say that I feel like I see him on TV a lot.
He does commercials. He is the guy that kids model how they play in the backyard, emulating what he does on the football field. He's extraordinary at what he does. He's perfected things that Rodgers, he's like the best of Rodgers and Favre, and he's fun to watch.
So you're saying Rodgers for sure gone.
I am bumping Rodgers from the list.
And I won't argue with you on that. But I'm saying if you are going to –
And Tom Brady's taking a spot, and I'm putting him higher than I'm putting – because I agree with you from the perspective of
– I wish I
there's
had
nothing
Evan's
super
criteria. That's the part of this that I'm missing.
Well, we'll talk to him on Thursday. Okay. But I think this is – look, this is really interesting to me.
That's why I brought it up.
And I'm glad you brought it up. I'm just saying that my quibble with this is – like, I think the point about Patrick Mahomes, and I just gave you grief about it, but I understood what you were saying. He is not the most charismatic, like, he's not setting the fashion. Like, he's not Michael Jordan, right? He's not that
guy. Yeah, and
guy.
The question I have is, obviously, football fans, he's number one. I'm saying transcend that into pop culture and into the non-sports world, which is what this list was. Jerry Jones, Netflix, Cowboy Girls, everything Dallas Cowboys, boom. Football, boom, boom, boom. Roger Goodell, the business side, blah, blah, blah. Aaron Rodgers has gotten, you can disagree, agree, whatever you want to do, boom, boom, boom. I would say Mahomes should be ahead of him. I would agree with you on that. But Travis Kelce with the Taylor Swiftization,
yeah,
that's why.
I have no problem with him being on
Michelle
the list.
Michelle Smallman had him number one on the list.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting that.
Not a problem.
Patrick Mahomes is not doing that. He's not.
But he's by association to Travis Kelce right there with all of that.
No, disagree.
No, they're
Swiftie
separate
fans
entities,
would know
right.
a little bit about him, and they don't know anything about Mahomes.
The guy that I was thinking about that I would like to see discussed as part of the list because of the way the game has evolved offensively, the number of – remember when there were guys getting hired and, like, when the Cardinals hired – their coach a few years ago.
You're going to say Sean McVay?
I was going to say Sean McVay.
Interesting.
He did some – there was buzz about him leaving coaching to become a commentator. He's got a little bit of the Gruden – I mean, not some of the qualities of Gruden, but, like, that charisma. Like, without Belichick in the league, who's the first coach you think of? It ain't Nick Sirianni.
No, it's Andy Reid. It's Andy Reid.
Because of Patrick Mahomes.
Being connected to Patrick Mahomes and to Travis Kelce and therefore to Taylor Swift.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
I think it's Sean McVay for me.
Okay. And that is an intriguing.
He's won a Super Bowl.
I don't even know.
He's coached at a second Super Bowl.
Belichick was on CBS Sunday Morning 2 months ago.
That didn't go well.
No, but it was
talked about a lot.
Yeah. I think Tom Brady would be.
So what you're saying is his girlfriend is in the top five.
If you're asking me. Who would be someone I would add out of the list of Evan put? Tom Brady would be the next person I would add. I don't know who I would replace. I don't know any other current player. There's nobody that can match Travis Kelce. And it's all because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I think
Gronk would have maybe even been in that conversation.
It's another person who fits that suit. Yes.
Bradshaw. Jerry Bradshaw. I know Jesse and Jesse's mom and dad would probably put him in there.
He's a talented guy. You can tell her that
nobody,
much.
Is this a bad sign for what the face of the NFL is, that these are the names that we're coming up with?
No.
That they don't? Well, no.
You realize
no, look,
Taylor,
they're not in danger.
Taylor
I'm not
Swift
that.
Has done – this is going to sound crazy, and I know I just said – Patrick Mahomes, what has he done besides win championships? Which, as I said it, I was like, boy, that sounds really dumb.
I'm glad you realized that.
No, I did, and I still finished it.
He's lost a couple championships, too.
my point on that was the on-the-football stuff, he's number one. But off the field, I don't find him dynamic or as intriguing
as
some of these
Kelce.
Other
teams.
Right. I disagree.
And you can, no, that's you, okay.
He's compelling.
I think you can make not
what
as compelling,
compelling
as Travis Kelce has made himself.
Not as compelling as Travis Kelce, no. But by his association with them, and he has a distinguishable voice. He's funny in the commercials that he's in. Yeah.
Has anyone grown the game more than Taylor Swift in the last 5 years?
No, brought more eyeballs to the game.
It's
no,
amazing
no.
to say that, but I think that.
But
might
now
be true.
Again, I also think it's important to point out that when you say grow the game, there are certainly more eyeballs that were brought to watching games. I don't think a lot of those fans, because I can speak with one in my house, right? Sydney loves Taylor Swift, loves her music, like she is a Swiftie. I don't think Sydney watched extensively more football. Beyond when Chiefs games were on TV and she was going to be at the game.
Yeah.
So I don't think it brought in this influx of, oh, my God, now I'm an NFL football fan because Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce. More people watch those games, people that wouldn't have watched them otherwise. But in terms of growing the game, I'm not sure.
What other,
I'm on board
what with. Other current players ahead of Goodell or Jerry Jones?
And that was what I was asking. Look, the NFL is a behemoth. There's no doubt, you know, the whole Mark Cuban pigs get fat and slaughtered. That has not happened.
Oh, it's been just, completely wrong.
It just never ends.
There's been bacon put on everything.
So I don't want to. I'm not saying that the league is in peril because when we talk about who the face of the league is, we're talking about the commissioner and an owner and someone who's dating the most famous pop star in music. But the fact that there aren't as many compelling players just on their face to be saying, this guy and this guy and this guy, these guys are the face of the league, I do think that says something. And I think that's what I was trying to drive at. I have no problem with that list, other than the fact that a guy that doesn't play anymore and now calls the games on Fox should be on my list. And I think the fact that Evan thought about it and then left him off, I can't wait to talk about that with him on Thursday.
All right.
Because I'm intrigued by that. I also want to talk about Lakeland Supply. I got to see Vince. They're a great new partner for us. Great company, great guy. It was awesome to get caught to catch up with him. I can't wait to go down and visit Lakeland Supply. Core values are an important piece of any successful business, and Lakeland Supply is no different. They've been displaying their core values in the industrial supply space for over 40 years. Integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. They're ISO certified, a Future 50 winner, top rated in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to the community. Lakeland isn't one of those catalog companies either. They work to be your packaging and supply expert, building plans around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. So set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. We'll get to Jesse's Tuesday countdown power rankings, or maybe we won't. Next, from the ESPN Milwaukee Open, live at the Bog, presented by Delzer, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I hope someday we'll sit down together.
Got to save some time for Woe Hunter so we can further discuss the new Superman movie.
So do you want me to bring up this Karmazin deal or not?
Shoot. He did want to do that.
What do you think?
Sure.
All right.
Is this going to get us in trouble? I mean, he is the
You're
founder.
Not going to get in trouble. I don't think I'm going to get in trouble. If anything, it'll be slapped.
I guess we're going to find out.
So I'm not.
Do I look nervous? I feel nervous.
I'm not a little nervous.
I'm not great with birthdays. Like, I want to remind – and Sarah's really good at occasionally sending –
on that big calendar of yours.
Sending me a skylight. Sending me a note on, oh, it's Jason Wilde's birthday. Oh, it's Jesse Nelson's
she
birthday.
Must not
oh,
set that note.
I sang you happy birthday last year. No, I did. It was Craig Karmazin's birthday. Not
it was.
Long ago.
Yep.
So I sent him a text. Like,
yeah, me too.
Just happy birthday. And let me pull up what the response was. And I thought it was really weird. I said, happy birthday, OP, old Podna. You know, been with Craig now for a long time.
Does he know that's what OP means?
Maybe not.
I'm done with OPP.
And look at what this is. Look at what he sends back.
He thumbs down to you.
He thumbs down a happy birthday, OP. What on earth? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to respond back to him. Do I just let it die?
No, you should have responded back instantly.
So I have Josh DiMaggio saying he said on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy that he hates birthday texts and finds them pointless. So the text that I sent him.
What would he rather, nothing?
I guess, apparently,
okay.
If
Doesn't
he believes them to be pointless.
It, yeah.
Happy birthday, wherever you are. I was told you were somewhere on a trip. I hope you have enjoyed the day, if so.
And then what happened after?
He said, either I'm in Europe or at the Grafton Walmart heading to the Brewers game.
Okay, so
one of those two.
Okay.
So I didn't get a thumbs up.
So that's a fun little response.
A little banter. Yeah.
So he does not like birthday wishes.
Apparently.
Evan doesn't like Christmas cards.
Nope.
This makes me want to double down. Now I want to start finding out other big moments in Craig's deal, and I want to send him notes of congratulations on that. It was odd to me. And I thought maybe because sometimes, I hit the wrong button, and
maybe
then it gets corrected.
Maybe he didn't know what OP is.
I would not know if you sent that
old
to me.
Podna?
I would not know what.
You know.
if you said old partner, I would get
yeah,
it.
You didn't say
so. Old P. I have no
and
idea.
And I know Hunter's. Sometimes
what
I'll
if
say,
he just said happy birthday, big dumper.
That would be interesting. I'd say old girl is a term of endearment. Hey, yeah. Happy
so
birthday.
Do you say OG?
I,
when you're
I
talking
have
about the
sometimes
uh-huh.
OP is better. It's a little more whatever.
Is it though?
I don't know. Obviously not.
Who in your life would understand without context
yeah,
what OP means?
Now I will.
Everybody.
If you send me a text tomorrow and say, "Hey, OP,"
anyone,
I will know now.
Anyone that I ever have played with would understand that. That I would send a birthday wish to.
All right, should I text
that.
Chuck Woodson about this?
Don't call him Chuck. Very defensive.
Charles, do you recall if Tausch called you OP, would you know what it meant?
He maybe wouldn't, but I can assure you.
You just said anybody that you played with.
That I was close to that I would send a birthday wish is what I said. So there you go. All right, so it's not a big deal? Is it a big deal?
No, I'm
it's awkward you didn't respond after he thumbs down.
What am I going to respond?
I think he's looking for a little banter to, like, if he's going to thumbs down your happy birthday wish, you got to come back with a what?
Not,
what do you mean?
I'm not ready to give him that banter. That's not where I'm at.
Well, what does that
I
mean?
Was honestly like, what the blank? And then I'm thinking, I don't know where I go with this. So I'm just going to let it. I'll let a sleeping dog lie is what I thought. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
But you brought it up on our show.
I did.
So the sleeping dog has been awakened.
Sleeping dog took a nap, and now he's up and ready to go.
So he just hates birthday wishes is what
well,
I'm understanding.
Well, it's this again, you know, Josh DiMaggio, always helpful to us.
He is good.
That is some key context for why you might have gotten that response.
That makes
does
me
it make
feel
you feel better?
Better? It does.
Yeah,
that does good. Make me feel better. So thank you, Joshy. Thank you, Big
Thank
Cat.
You for your service.
Mm-hmm.
That has been the Tuesday Power Rankings, and Ed Helms sucks.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we just do Power Rankings of Faces of the NFL?
We did. You kind of, yeah. We've got half of tomorrow's show sheet already drafted up, which is how I like it.
We need to get to Woe Nelly. The Hunter Vaughn Superman edition.
By the way, but, worst ice cream, Superman. Not a fan.
I actually not, like Superman ice cream.
Of course you do.
Shocking that you'd like that.
I did want to bring up, you know, Ashton Rotman is an Oreo connoisseur.
Did you see that thing on Oreos? Did you see it?
No, can I finish my story just briefly?
Feels like where it might be going with
this.
Two
more sentences. No, it's not. Okay. And I'm intrigued. We were in the store. Sydney and I, or Maddie and I, were in the store yesterday, and there's a blueberry pie Oreo. Oh. And I thought of you.
Blueberry.
Because you know you love. I think they're made in Maine.
No,
and
not.
I thought of Ashton thinking, what is Ashton Rotman going to say about blueberry Oreos?
I hate to say this, but you know things are going goofy when you're having to recreate a recreation. I don't like that a bit. So Oreos, there is a thing, and you can go look on Twitter or you can go look online.
From Mike Francesca?
No.
And Kurt Herbstreet.
Francesca and Herbstreet say Oreos suck. So take that for what's worth. There is a test that they do where they take a blowtorch to an Oreo, and it doesn't dent it. And you're thinking, what the heck do they make Oreos out of? That's all I'm going to say. Go ahead and look it up for yourself. It was eye-opening that what in the world? I'm talking like a and they're blowtorching, and this thing ain't even making a dent. Like, shouldn't it start on fire? But it didn't.
Or melt.
Something.
Yeah. Again, if you
think these fire the places that are like fireproofing things, if they look at this, they're gonna be like, huh, maybe I just get a wall of Oreos. Maybe
that
this is
delicious.
Just a made up.
It sounds great. Yeah.
All right.
Could you tell us about UW Credit Union?
Of course I can. You know I love talking about UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you, and proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. People ask me, why did you join UW Credit Union? Well, I love keeping my banking local, love their member-first service, and great perks like early payday. And this came across my desk for all of us in Milwaukee, which we are today.
Oh, this is big.
You can get some free Wisconsin State Fair tickets if you go and register in at a UW Credit Union, or you can go to uwcu.org/statefair. Visit any Milwaukee area UW Credit Union branch. Bing, bang, boom. 4 free tickets to the State Fair. You love Wisconsin like I do. You just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes us do crazy things, but no. This makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions to apply.
Can I ask you one quick question?
I don't know. Matt, I'm not 100% sure I'm up for it.
Matt West Bend says there's no Walmart in Grafton, for the record.
So he was not in the country then.
I don't know.
Right. I don't want to put his business on the street.
I don't either.
I just know I've never gotten a dislike if I send happy anniversary, happy birthday, happy whatever. Even if you don't care.
Yeah.
Don't send anything back. Like, I don't send anything back now on the timed Thanksgiving text, and that's the only text I get from that person.
Yeah.
I just ignore.
Yeah, I agree.
This was personal. This wasn't some auto OP chain deal.
Yeah.
You know what I give Craig on
Big
that?
Big dumper.
You know what I give Craig on that? That's a thumbs down.
For those of you listening, the sound is the thumbs down.
Thank you.
More
Wall of Oreos. I agree with Tausch.
From the ESPN Milwaukee Open at the Bog, presented by Delzer. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
As DJs go, although it stirs the pot, well done again, Hunter.
This is the theme song to Francesca's podcast.
It should be now.
There's so many things wrong with that.
Time now for Whoa, Hunter.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
So that Superman movie was pretty good over the weekend. I won't go any further into that. Although I think everyone should go and see it, and it was awesome, and they actually got Superman right finally for the first time in like 40 years. Kurt Hogg, I think is how you pronounce his last name, tweeted yesterday that the Big Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, is going to be pitching in the 7th inning of the All-Star game. Are you tuning in for the other 6 innings leading up to that, or are you just going to wait until the 7th to see him?
How do we know that?
No idea.
That's a great question.
Did Dave Roberts just tell everybody at the press conference, "Hey, here's we got 8 pitchers in a row. Here we go." That's crazy.
We got breaking news. The Brewers confirmed it. 7th inning tonight. The Miz.
Wow.
What if the pitcher who's pitching the 6th inning gets into like some sort of jam?
What if they give up like 8 runs?
Brewers.
They send out the batting practice pitcher.
Yeah, I get that was universally panned.
Yep.
Really? Yeah. That's very surprising to me.
I don't fully understand why it's universally panned, but it is. So
it's good to see that we're on the same page with the universe.
The Miz pitching in the All-Star game makes it more compelling.
What did Francesca say about it?
I
didn't ask him.
When they said Freddie Peralta was the Brewers.
Superman review yesterday.
I'm going to talk sports over here. You guys join when you want. When they said Freddie Peralta was going to be the only Brewers player in the All-Star game, I had no interest in tuning
right.
in at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't like Freddie?
When the Miz was added on Friday night, it became must-view, must-listen action whenever it happens. And then to know it's going to be the 7th inning does help me make an appointment viewing
Do
tonight.
Do you know what time that'll be?
9-ish.
That actually works perfect for me. So, yes.
Great.
Well, 100.5 ESPN Madison softball squad tonight.
Playing for a chip?
Playoffs, semifinals.
Oh, boy.
We win the 5 o'clock game. We play in the chip at 6.
At midnight.
We'll try. There's no lights there, or there would. Or we would push for a midnight because our girls are tough. So that would actually work out beautifully. So if we are able to win, we're slight underdogs tonight against the squad we play. But, you know, with a little elbow grease and some extra coaching, we'll see if we can't get it done.
And good news for you. If the game does go along, you can listen to it on your way home on ESPN Radio.
I will be.
Baseball, great game on the radio.
It
I'm
is.
Not sure about other sports, but baseball, golf I enjoy
it. Only thing I know that's better is golf.
You've said that before.
Golf on the
radio.
Radio
is great.
Yeah.
Whoa, Hunter!
Whoa, Nelly!
That's all I've got for you guys today, so we can
get back
on time. Did you
see that the Miz, the Brewers, and them are talking about a contract?
I wasn't sure if that was real.
It was more than just one Twitter
Was that
account.
In the same feed as the Oreo thing?
As the Oreo.
And the Superman debate.
As Herbie.
As the Oreo stuff that was just confirmed by Johnny Oreo, Ashton Rotman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think anyone was questioning that you saw it or that it didn't.
It just sounds like you were questioning it.
No,
but
I'm
anyways,
more concerned about your
The Miz talking contract extension already with the Brewers. I would be shocked if something came to fruition because I'm sure that would be a big price tag. And pitching, that's tricky. You got 4 or 5 years of club control with the Miz. I would think you'd play this one out and maybe not be proactive. But
unlike
we'll
Jackson Churio with his 10-year contract.
Or Freddie. You got, and Freddie, mm-hmm. That turned out to be a genius move by the Brew Crew. So.
What are you going to say, G&G
I
there?
Did.
I do that all the time.
I know you do. Loved,
Hunter,
loved
why'd you that? Call him Big Miz? Why don't you just call him the Miz like everybody else?
Because he's 6'7".
But he has a nickname that everybody knows him as.
Okay,
The Mizinator.
I added the big. Nope. I think he should be the Big Miz. This is from the start I've been saying this.
You are entitled to your opinion, wrong though it may be.
We'll wrap down.
I wonder if Jesse is going to take that same advice when he's doing the women's volleyball for the Badgers. There's like a 6'8 or 6'9 young lady. Will you or not?
Boy, this is just...
No, I'm asking.
Depends if the nickname makes sense.
Okay. That's fantastic. I hope you do.
We'll wrap things up live from the Bog for the ESPN Milwaukee Open presented by Delzer. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Hey, it's Evan Cohen. Coming up Wednesday, it's ESPY Day on ESPN Radio, which means it's the most important show of the year for us, where we ask for your help to support the V Foundation. It's on Sportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
From the ESPN Madison.
Am I crazy? That was a
Milwaukee
fast
Open.
Show it.
I actually felt like it took forever.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I would say that the early show reviews of Superman, which were really one person and then someone else agreeing with them and then you sharing them with us, that felt like it took a long time.
Really?
The rest of the show flew by, though, yes. Okay. And I'm not sad it's over. I just appreciate that it happened. That's it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.